This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now it is 5:45. It's time for Today on Twitter, where it's all about husbands convincing their wives to have more children.
So, all right, let's just take it back to the beginning, right? So Camelia on Twitter reposted these 10 tips to convince a reluctant wife to have more children. This came by way of Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar. And this is what the post said, right? I've always loved a big family and naturally I want more. But first I need to convince Dr. Halina. After all, it's her body. And then the 10 tips are, if I could, I would. One, I'll take care of everything. You just rest. Two, you look beautiful as ever, even with 6 kids. Three, don't you want to see more beautiful kids? Four, they will take care of us when we grow old. Five, we won't be lonely. Six, the chaos keeps you young. I feel like this one's a hard sell. Seven, it's sunnah to ramaikan ummah. 8, let's go shopping and buy whatever you desire. 9, the more the merrier. 10, we'll grow old together till Jannah. We'll love you till eternity, no matter what your decision.
Yes. So, needless to say, lots of people have pointed out lots of problematic things about it. But the strongest sentiment that's coming through is this notion of really any partner, but in this case, a husband, needing to convince the wife to have children, right? Because you would assume that this is a conversation that needs to happen together and that you make the decision as equal partners. And even putting out a list like this indicates that you have to play some kind of game to be able to build a family, which is, I don't know, even on the surface of it, quite ludicrous.
So I just want to go back to the I have always loved a big family, the first sentence of that, because I think that that is absolutely a conversation that needs to be had along with the money conversation, along with the do you even want to have children conversation, where do you see us living? Like, I think some of these very big 10-year, 20-year, 30-years kind of lifelong discussions need to be had really early rather than, you know, 5 kids in, you try to convince for an even larger family, right? I do think that these are the kinds of things that you can have conversations about earlier on. Now, as to where the tips come in, like you said, I'm not certain about the overall tone of this, and I can only speak for myself. I don't think that I'm not sure any of these would work for me.
You mean buying you whatever you desire and taking you shopping? No? I mean, it's the tone of it, isn't it? It's also this assumption of what could convince a woman to do this. And yeah.
The chaos keeps you young, Sharmila. I don't know why you're glossing over clearly the biggest sell in this list.
So if we look at the tweets, they're really circling that tone. Dr. Nadia, for instance, says, if your wife doesn't want more children, then a husband should respect that. Full stop.
Yeah, I mean, we also have this from Nabila and Sue kind of echoing each other. Nabila saying, it won't work for me because the person who has to go to the hospital and the doctor is still me and I don't enjoy those things. Sue says, it's me too. You know, I'm the one who gets tired breastfeeding. I'm the one who can't sleep at night, nonstop pumping. It's all still just me.
We have Wen who says, it's a rare husband to find, but he should also know that women are not just baby-making machines. There's a limit to the body, not only physically, but her mental health also has to be considered. There's also no insurance that the kids will take care of them when they're old, pointing out some very practical issues.
Yes. So I think overall there is definitely, I mean, I've seen, to be fair, I have seen some tweets that are celebrating this as well and saying like, yeah, this sounds great. And who doesn't want a big family? And so I go back again to my earlier point of if you want a big family, talk to somebody and find somebody who wants the same. And therefore, you're not going to be trying to convince like a tired 38-year-old woman that she should have, you know, 3 more children. I just think that there's a difference there.
Yes. And I think that these are decisions that you should make as equal partners. And not think of it as convincing. Let us know. Do you have a large family? And did you always want one? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Balming frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was Rilo Kylie with The Moneymaker. It is 5:53. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And earlier on today on Twitter, we were talking about a post by Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar that's gone viral. Top 10 tips to convince a reluctant wife to have more children. It's been getting, well, some support, but also a lot of criticism. So we were discussing the post itself, but also this notion of having a large family. And we'd like to hear from you. Do you have a large family? Did you always want one? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from Stephen.
Stephen says, the children will take care of you when you get old, which, as a reminder, is point number 4 in that list of 10. So Stephen goes on to say, I don't even think that me and my siblings have done enough for my parents. Ouch. And this, you know, opens up a whole other kettle of fish, because some of the responses to the tweet have actually been saying exactly, well, not this, but saying you can't necessarily expect your children to take care of you. It's not a given. It's not a guarantee. And there are lots of reasons as to why that is. But Stephen, I think your message actually raises a separate thing, which is, what is the actual expectation here? You know, in terms of caring for one's parents, which I support. I just think that the whole idea of take care of you when you get old, I think that for many families, and depending on where you stand, those lines get real blurry real fast.
Yes, and I think that these conversations often do open up or shed light on how much this notion of what a family means and what having children means and what it means to have a large family versus a small one, how much those things have changed over the years, right? Because if we look at how families are shrinking or people are choosing to have fewer kids, a lot of it goes back to feasibility. How much can I afford? What can I? I want to give my children a good life, you know. So there are multiple factors at play, and I do think that some of these push and pulls has to do with not just what people want, but what people can practically manage, and that's one factor that obviously isn't necessarily considered in this post.
We have this from Dr. Kyrie answering our question very directly, saying, my wife and I come from large families. We like it, so no convincing is required. We now have a large family of our own and we enjoy it all the way. And this is exactly what we were trying to get at earlier with our question, right? Because I do think that your predisposition to having a family, whether large or small, is going to so much depend on your own background and also relationship with children, let's be frank. But I think that, yeah, because I know, for example, some people who come from really large families, like you, Dr. Kyrie, and therefore want one because they love the experience of growing up in one. You have others who grew up as the only child and therefore really want lots of children because they're like, oh, you know, it'll be nice to have all that life and sound. On the other hand, you have people like Sharmila and I, who don't necessarily come from super large families and therefore don't have that kind of relationship with it. Because my family is a family of two. Most of my cousins belong to a family of two as well. So this is what I know. And it's what I guess it's what I know. It's always what I kind of expected.
I also think that it can go either way, right? Like, it doesn't mean that just because you come from a large family that you like having a large family.
For sure.
And on the other hand, just because you were a single child, for instance, an only child, sorry, it doesn't mean that you necessarily only want fewer children. So I think a lot of these have to do with the kind of person you are, what you like your support system and your structure to be. What I did like about Dr. Kyrie's message was the point about my wife and I come from large families. We like it. And so no convincing required. Because I think that's absolutely it, right? Two people who both want the same things or who have decided that they want the same thing and then make a go of it together.
I love this from Maggie, who says, when my suitor proposed, I told him I don't cook. So likewise, babies or no, and how many should be decided. Even before signing the contract, you should always read all terms and conditions.
Yes, and discuss all terms and conditions. There's this really great article, I believe in the New York Times, that says something along the lines of 10 questions you should discuss with your potential partner before deciding to tie the knot. And you'd be surprised because they're all very practical things. How do we feel about relationships with our families? How do we feel about how we spend our money? You know, and I think these are the sort of everyday things that people perhaps tend to overlook. Even things like, do you expect your spouse to cook for you? And I think that's a very important conversation to have.
It is. Can I also just add that the difference between cooking and babies is also huge. And yes, that's, I think, something to bring up, simply because there is also part of the convincing, right? Part of the reason why this tweet has gone the way it has and why so many people also believe that convincing is the way to go comes from the fact that people think that, oh, you'll change your mind. You'll have one baby or two babies and then you'll want more. You'll change your mind. And I don't think it's like cooking. You can learn to cook and still not cook every day. You cannot have a child and then occasionally have a child and occasionally not.
Alvin just says children are not your retirement plans.
Like I said, a complicated discussion.
Keep those thoughts coming. What do you make of this post that's gone viral? But also, do you have a large family? Did you always want one? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.